My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Any moment now, Dan Quinn will be live at the podium. We will take you there, obviously. The Commanders 53 is out, and coming up in about an hour, Anthony and I will look back at the 53 that we predicted yesterday, and we got like 40, high 40s right. We actually, I think we're pretty freaking accurate on a lot of the things that we did. And the couple that we missed, Ant, actually were some that we kind of said, like, I might do this a little differently and we should have more trust in ourselves. For instance, at the tight end position, Cole Turner got cut. Colson Yankoff made it. That was one that I was just leaning harder into yesterday, and I don't think we actually put it down. And I wish that we did. Because then I could brag today about being right on Colson Yankoff.
Yeah, he's one, but also the fact that they kept a third quarterback.
They did, which was you were on that. I should have, you know.
I like Jeff. Dang, I can't even say his name.
He likes Jeff Driscoll.
Yes.
Yeah. Driscoll. It's funny because I got a lot of like YouTube comments today that were like, "I'll keep McSorley over Driscoll," and I was like, "What? Why are you all?" Why do you insist on being wrong so loudly on the internet? Trace McSorley did a really, really, really nice job against fourth stringers. Jeff Driscoll, like, did an all right job against the Patriots' first string. Different bit. Like, different level of test. And Driscoll was just really solid. I think, because it's also funny, Anthony, you have some of the same people that were like, keep Driscoll over Mariota. And it's like, no, no, no. But I also realize, in fairness to everyone listening, that, you know, you got a job you got to do. You're driving home right now or whatever you're doing while you're listening. It's our job to go to practice and watch. And we're lucky in that way that we get to go. And I tell you from practice, Jeff Driscoll did a really nice job. And it's fairly obvious that he's ahead of Hartman and of... Ahead of McSorley, but I think both those guys could wind up in the practice squad. So going to be interesting to see. The one that we did miss at the end, we were down to a couple of different guys for a last spot, and I think we leaned into Tariq Castro Field.
Yeah,
at corner, he did not wind up making the roster, and which I thought might open a spot for Chigozie Anuzium. However, that's not the direction they went. They went a little thinner at corner, and Derek Forrest did make the team, which. I'm really, really happy for Defoe. He's a great dude. We talked to him in the spring. And I think that he's a guy that can play multiple safety spots. And I think especially with Dominique Hampton being moved to linebacker, then it kind of opens up a potential spot for Defoe where it's pretty clear they trust him if, you know, say Jeremy Chinn goes down. Defoe's your most direct replacement. In terms of a guy who has experience, although Tyler Owens does, as we predicted, and everybody, I think, did by the end, Tyler Owens does make the roster as well. So it'd be curious to know what the depth chart is there, but we'll, you know, hopefully it's also something that we don't necessarily have to find out because those guys are, you know, everyone ahead of them is healthy. Percy Butler, Quan Martin, Chin, Jeremy Reeves does make it as well. So they're pretty loaded up at safety. Wagner, Luvu, Fowler, Michael Walker at linebacker, along with Dominique Hampton. They list Dante Fowler for whatever reason. He's an edge, but they list him at linebacker. It's a thing that they've done all spring and summer. Cleland Furl, Dorrance Armstrong, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and Jamin Davis. They kept JJB and Jamin. Thought that would happen. For right now, they've kept the two defensive tackles as well, Mathis and Ridgeway, along with Newton, Allen, and Payne. Along the offensive line, the one guy that we, I guess, missed on by the end was Trent Scott. Thought he might wind up on IR, but apparently whatever he's got is okay, to the point that he does make the roster. So we got the number right, I believe, Anthony, but not the guys. We were what is that, 8 of 9
on the line? So which lineman did we have in place of him?
We had
good people. Julian.
Oh yeah, we had Julian Good-Jones who didn't make it, but is a definite practice squad candidate. We nailed the receiving core: McLaurin, yep. Brown, McCaffrey, Zacchaeus, Crowder, and Pringle.
And boy, Pringle.
And then, I mean, that's a for now though. That's a big time for now. Yep. Ertz, Bates, Sinnott, Yankoff, running backs: Robinson, Eckler, McNichols, and then as we mentioned at quarterback. They got Daniels, Mariota, and Driscoll. So tomorrow, 1 o'clock, is the deadline for the waiver wire, which is also the deadline for the practice squad. A lot of good players, obviously, now spend the next 21 hours on the phones with their agents, talking about the opportunities that are ahead of them. I will say, Anthony, on the practice squad front, you're always better off staying where you spent the spring. Yeah, you might have an offer somewhere else and it might be feel really nice in the moment to be like, screw you guys, you cut me, I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to go join their practice squad. Ah, and they might even sell you on something good because their GM really liked you in the draft or whatever. Or someone really likes you. But you know the playbook here. You've spent time here. You have relationships here. In a situation where you can get called up 3 times to the active roster through the year, you could be one injury away from playing. And if you're going to play, don't you want to be somewhere where you've got experience, where you know the players around you, where you have that? And all you're going to do is practice mostly as a, what you call it? Not a practice squad, but I mean, obviously it's a practice squad, scout team guy in another place. So you're never going to practice your own playbook. I would rather stay where I'm at if I can. Some of the guys that have already been kind of rumored to come back include some of the running backs, which, by the way, not just Wiley and Rodriguez that are potential practice squad guys here, but Austin Jones, who was with Cliff last year at USC. He got released today and could be coming back on the practice squad. Some of the receivers, obviously, I'd have to think if they could bring like Cole Turner back. That feels like a no-brainer to kind of fill out their tight end room, although there's a couple guys around the league that you potentially have an eye on. So that's the status. Anthony, we're still waiting for Dan Quinn somehow.
Yeah, I'm looking down at my phone. I got my watch on, so it's telling me to let me know anytime I get a notification. So I'm just constantly, every notification. Yeah, I definitely thought, you know, he'd be out by now.
What's the point of having a schedule if, you know, you don't follow it?
Yeah, I'm constantly.
Apparently he's talking, so.
Oh, are you serious?
I do not. I'm seeing quotes, Anthony.
He's not on Twitter. I guess they're on live streaming it.
Are they on? Oh, there might be a Zoom link of some kind. Tell you what. Let's.
Wow.
Well, let's just keep talking amongst ourselves, and we'll see if we can get the recording of DQ / seeing if we can find the live link for that. But other names around the league / other things to note. Kaz Allen did not make the team. Called that one. Everyone was on the Kaz Allen train late. I understand why, but I was just like, eventually he's got to make a play. He didn't. Broncos released 3 receivers that I think are all interesting for Washington potentially. 2 two more specifically. Tim Patrick, big guy, had a really productive year a couple years ago, but then tore his Achilles, then tore his ACL. So, like, nasty injury history. But he had had a really nice camp and was kind of a surprise cut out there in Denver. They also released Lil Jordan Humphrey, who's made some plays in the league. And David Sills. Sills, if I'm thinking of the right guy, like, he's a big dude. Am I thinking, like, thinking of the right guy, Ant?
Yeah, I think you are. Big dude, fast dude?
I don't know about fast, but David Sills, receiver.
He's tall.
No, I don't.
6'3".
Yeah, he's a bigger target, played at West Virginia. Yeah, I am thinking of the right guy. Wilmington, Delaware kid. But yeah, man, started as a college quarterback, moved to wide receiver, and he's very tall. So all these big, tall receivers around the league that get released, definitely keep an eye on that. Explainer, because I'm a former beat reporter and I know these types of things. The Commanders are second on the waiver wire, so they will have the opportunity to claim a player, basically any player that they want, that Carolina doesn't want, is the one team ahead of them on the waiver wire. However, once they have that claim go through and they use up their spot, then they go down to the bottom. So it's not like they're second on every single player. They will prioritize their waiver claims, and the NFL then processes all that by 1 o'clock tomorrow. Anybody that goes unclaimed is eligible to be on the practice squad, and we'll see how that comes together over the next 20-something hours. But then again, you could also have a trade. You could also have other stuff that happens. So hold on to your butts, everybody. We'll see if we can get the Dan Quinn audio for you. If we don't get it live up and going here, then we will do something. We'll see if we can hunt that audio down by 6 o'clock. And play some of it for you then. Mitch Tischler coming up at 5, but we'll definitely get you some of the quotes from Quinn and discuss what he's saying out from Ashburn next. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.